This is Cody Allen's podcast. This is Cody Cast.
Well, Cody here. Part of my job is to introduce you to new artists who are making it in country music. And one of those guys is Jameson Rodgers. Not only a great songwriter, but also incredible singer. Top five song right now, Some Girls, on the charts. So Jameson on the line here.
Hey, Cody.
Jameson, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing well. I'm excited to talk to you. Thanks for making time. I feel like we've known each other forever, and yet we've never met. Only because
I know, man.
I have loved your music since that first EP came out.
Oh, thank you, man. I think I remember you. God, I think you might have posted about Midnight Daydream like 4 years ago. I can't remember that.
Yeah, I think it was. I love that one. I love Girls That Smoke. And of course the new song, Some Girls, I'm so excited is doing well for you. So congratulations on all the success.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, man. It's a, 10-year overnight success, right?
Yeah, but it's like all of a sudden it's coming at you full speed because you got the Luke Bryan track, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. You wrote that. And then the collaboration with Luke Combs. You seem to have a pretty good relationship with a guy named Luke.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, I guess I just, That's just luck of the draw, I guess. I don't really know.
I love Luke Bryan's album, and that track is so good. So when you got the call and they said, hey, Luke Bryan, like A++ superstar, is going to record one of your songs, like what was that like? Take me back to that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's funny because that was a song. I was going in at a similar or really close to when Luke wanted it. This was before he wanted, obviously. Yeah. And I had a list of about seven or eight songs, and we were going to cut five, and kind of sat down with the team, and I love that song. But for some reason it didn't like fit with the other songs I was cutting, for some reason, if that even makes sense. So we decided not to cut it. And then, actually Dustin Lynch was dying to cut that song too. Oh. And I think Luke didn't really, he wanted to cut it, I guess, really bad. So he wouldn't let Dustin have it, unfortunately.
Dustin, move over. That song's mine. I'm going to take you to Hollywood and be on American Idol.
I didn't realize the Dustin Lynch tie in there, but they are kind of friends only because they both show up at Crash My Playa, Luke's big Mexico fest every year.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Luke Bryan got it, with all due respect to Dustin, because obviously with the title track of his entire album, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, man. I just hope it's a single one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That means more cash could roll in for you. The other Luke Combs you collaborated with on, and by the way, I saw you in concert with last year on that Luke Combs tour, and I thought it was a great set. Cold Beer, Call My Name. You must have sort of gotten together on that tour with Luke Combs and said, hey, let's do something, right?
Yeah, so it actually happened right before that tour started. Luke hit me up in 2016, and I didn't know, this was before Hurricane was even a hit. Mm-hmm. And he sent me a message on Instagram, actually, and was like, hey, man, let's write. And I didn't know who he was. And so I asked my buddies, I was like, man, should I write with Luke Combs? And they were like, yeah, definitely do that. And so thank God that I wrote with him. And that friendship kind of flourished over the years. And then so fast forward a couple of years, he asked me to go on this tour last year. And when he asked me that, I was in the process of recording Cold Beer, Call My Name, and a few other songs. And I was like, man, it'd be cool to feature somebody on this record. And I know Luke likes to drink some cold beer, I do too, and so I asked him, and I wasn't expecting him to say yes, but man, thank God he jumped on it. It's a pretty big blessing.
He's a lot of fun. I love him. Backstage is always like, he's just a blast. Great guy, and always the same. You can always tell the big stars because it's like they don't change when the cameras roll. They're the same.
Yeah.
And so did you have a favorite moment backstage with him or on that tour where it's like, okay, I love this guy?
Getting to hang with him and that whole crew every day for a whole year was pretty life-changing. It's pretty cool. We got to play pretty much every bucket list venue on my list except Madison Square Garden. So, man, it's hard to narrow down one. The tour prank in the spring was a night I'll never forget. Just because I was nervous. I've never been on a big tour like that, and so I knew the tour pranks were coming. And so I made the band and I take two or three shots to loosen up, get on stage, and so that no matter what happens, we'll be loose and not care. And so we get up there, play the first song. Here they come up on stage with a shot. And so I was like, man, that's an easy prank. Cool. I survived.
Yeah.
So we play the second song and here they come again with a different shot, different kind of liquor.
Uh-huh.
Every song, I think I took like 10 shots in 30 minutes of a different, I mean, it was Jaeger, tequila, uh-huh, Jack Daniels. I mean, vodka. It was, needless to say, that was a night I will never forget or remember.
and I can only imagine the next day. That sounds like Hangover Central for me, like all the mixture of drinks.
Yeah, the next day we were at Red Rocks, and the altitude didn't help that at all.
Right. Man, what a cool thing to be on tour, though, with him. You've done some other cool things here lately. I saw you on Today's show.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna Ann Hoda. Was that your first big, like, national TV show?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was cool. I mean, it would have been probably way cooler if I would have got to go up to New York and did the whole, in-person experience with it. But it was cool. I mean, I got to go. We filmed that downtown at a famous saloon down on 2nd Ave. And so, pretty cool scene right there. Pretty cool backdrop for that, sure, for that video. And so, definitely made me look cool in my hometown, I'll say that.
Was that the same place you filmed the video? Because the video for Some Girls is great too. Where was that filmed?
So that video was filmed at two or three different locations in East Nashville. Uh-huh. One was a Crying Wolf.
Yeah, I've been there.
And the other one was, I can't remember the name of it. It's like a little breakfast spot that they did right off Gallatin, I think. Yeah. I can't think of the name of it.
The guy in the video, which is you at the bar, and there's like a growing guy, and they seem to not be getting along, and then you like smoothly, like you move in on her, it seems like to me. Is that what's happening by the end of the video?
So it's actually the girls, like by the end of the video, you know, the ex is walking in the bar with another guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, that's just brutal.
Did you enjoy the video thing? Because a lot of new artists, it's like, it's kind of agonizing with so many cameras, and you got to look this way. Your hair's got to be perfect. You got to say the words. You got to lip sync the words right. I mean, was that fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, after the first 30 minutes or an hour, got the nerves out of the way. And I mean, it's definitely a weird thing with like 30 or 40 people just staring at you all day. Right. I mean, it's a weird experience. I mean, I don't know, but after the first hour, it was easy. I loosened up and kind of embraced it.
I talked to Hardy last week, who wrote Some Girls, and obviously, it's a top 10 hit at this point. When you first heard the song, like, what was your first impression? Like,
yeah, so like me and Hardy, and it's a whole class of us, it feels like, kind of came up together. I've known Hardy since like 2012, when neither one of us even had a publishing deal at the time. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of came up together, kind of came through the trenches, and our little group would always share demos with each other back in the day. And when nobody else would listen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I've had this demo for 4 or 5 years by now. I mean, when I cut it, I'd had it for a couple years. And so I'd always just told them, man, if nobody ever cuts it, please God, let me have it. Yeah. And man, it slipped through the cracks somehow. I think it almost got cut two or three times, but for whatever reason, it made its way to me.
Yeah, I heard that Cole Swindell wanted it. Chris Lane, you wrote one of his biggest hits, I don't know about you, wrote that for him. So they both wanted Some Girls, though.
Yeah, they both wanted it at some point, and so I don't know. I don't know how it's just a God thing, I guess.
Yeah, you somehow arm wrestled them or something and got it. So good for you. What do you love to do when you're not making music?
Oh, man. I love being outside. I've played more golf this year, thanks to COVID, than I've ever played. So golf is probably my number one thing I've done this year outside of writing songs and that kind of stuff. But yeah. I love being outside. Love hunting and fishing, and yeah, that kind of stuff.
You played baseball in college, right?
I did.
What position?
Man, I should have played second base every year, but I played just anywhere on the infield pretty much. It's funny you say that because I actually, even this current time with COVID going on and all the artists are not on the road, I put together a softball team of all artists, and we play on Monday nights, and it is the most fun I've had in years.
So who's on the team?
So it's me. Hardy's on it. Chris Lane's on it. Morgan's on it. Riley Green, John Langston, Ernest, Jordan Davis. Uh-huh. Wow. It's fun. I mean, it's insane. You'll have to come check out one Monday night.
I'm sorry I wasn't invited to be on the team. I don't know why. who you got some sluggers there. Who's the best player?
Oh, man.
Is it Riley? I feel like
Riley can definitely hit it the furthest. Morgan's really good. Chris Lane's really, really good. Got a bunch of athletes. Everybody's solid. Everybody kind of – I tried to pick a bunch of people that grew up playing baseball. Yep. You know what I mean?
Who is the worst player on the team?
No comment. Me.
If you hear, by the way, if you hear a weed eater, apparently the lawn man is here.
No, I love it.
Out the window here. In fact, the window's open this morning because it's been like kind of cool-ish. I mean, it's like upper 70s, maybe like 80 right now. And
I know. It feels
I'm
great.
I'm loving it. I just cannot wait for fall. Are you a fall guy?
Oh, God. It's my favorite time of year.
Me too. Yeah, I've already got the candles going with like the candy, apple, pumpkin spice, cinnamon, whatever.
Oh yeah, I've got all the candles, got some pumpkins out. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. All right, listen. I think the world right now could use some great hardcore country music, and I think that's what you are bringing. I hear that, and I've noticed that from the beginning. Like it's really your voice and the lyrics. It's really good stuff. So thank you for bringing the songs. I'll spread the Jameson gospel.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
And you've got my number now, and I've got yours. And by the way, is it Mississippi? Where were you calling from?
Yeah. Oh no, that's just my same number I've had since I was 15.
Okay. So there's probably a lot of girls who have this number then, right? I mean, imagine over the years.
Yeah, a bunch of girls that don't care anything about me anymore, for sure.
Well, Jameson, listen, I loved catching up with you. Listen, I would love to meet you in person at some point here soon. So,
yeah, man.
Look for you on the other side of this.
Yes, sir. We'll see you soon, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, call if you need anything, anytime. Y'all take care.
Yes, sir. See you, man.
Thanks for listening to CodyCast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 central on CMT. Bye for now.